This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love the chatter coming out of Jacksonville right now. I'm looking at Jacksonville Jaguars Twitter. I'm looking in at these radio stations. They are arguing about what quarterback they want to come there and save the day for the team that fell flat on their face a year after making it to the AFC Championship game. Do you remember this, John?
You know you're going to be terrified if Kyler Murray ends up at Jacksonville.
No, I wouldn't be scared of Kyler Murray just because I think he'd be playing behind a not as good of an offensive line at OU. Nick Foles would intrigue me. I think that Joe Flacco would intrigue me a little bit. But
Flacco would.
That as far as fear, I don't know that there's any possibility that Jacksonville could bring in that's going to strike fear into my heart. A year ago, we were talking about this team going to the AFC Championship game.
Right.
And remember, Jalen Ramsey goes up there at the pep rally. He says, "We gonna win that bitch." Remember that?
Yeah.
Look
yeah.
what's happened since.
Kyler Murray and Flacco would give me a little pause.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about Kyler Murray. By the way, Kyler Murray declared for the NFL draft. We're actually going to hear Pat Mahomes talk about having to make a similar decision to Kyler Murray between baseball and football in about 5 minutes. But right now we're talking about the best in-game versus or in-person versus TV viewing in sports. We'll take a few more calls on this from Loophole. Scott, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, John, first thing, this is Scott. Just to let you know your baits are on the way.
Oh, all right.
And,
I got some baits coming.
A few years ago, we had Diamond Seats, had four seats for the Strohs, and my chair was right behind Drayton. And the very first game we went to, I had a beer, first inning, had a beer, and I'll be dang if I knocked it over, and it ran right between Drayton's legs, and he looked at me like, "What in the hell are you doing, boy?" So, got to get a big kick out of that. But the waiters at the stadiums are pretty awesome.
Especially because he's a teetotaler.
He was.
Allegedly.
Doug, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Quickly.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, John. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic.
I'm calling, I guess, TV versus in stadium. Old stadiums are great. If anybody that loves football, you got to go to Lambeau Field. You got to go to Soldier Field. You sit down in the bowl at Lambeau Field. Fans are nice. I'm a Texans fan. Went to the Texans game. It snowed. Great experience. I mean, you just feel the energy from, you know, past football games that have been played in that stadium. I think when you go to a stadium like that, I'm not knocking the new nice stadiums.
No, I hear you.
You just feel the football energy when you're in one of those types of stadiums. So that's all I got.
That reminded me of something. And you experienced your first this year, Army Navy.
I mean, Army Navy goes hard.
It's pretty hard.
Next level. That's a good party. When I die, I don't know if I'm gonna get cremated or buried. I want you to sprinkle my ashes at the Rose Bowl, because I don't think there's a better end game. You're in the mountains. It's just very traditional. Mm-hmm. It's a big stadium, but there's
and
really not a bad seat there. Rose Bowl is my number one. Not just because of what happened when I went there.
They lost to Michigan.
No, they won. Remember,
they beat the Michigan.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go
ahead, Carl.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, John, thank you for taking my call. John talks about speed at the track meets. You need to experience the Kentucky Derby.
I have.
In person on the rail in that fourth turn, and they are really moving. You can't tell it on TV.
I'll tell you what, I've been to two, and I like the start more than the last turn, because the start, they're all 30 or 32 or however many they have there. They're all rumbling down the start of the Kentucky Derby at once, and when they've passed that first time, it's truly like a freight train.
Tyron, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, Ron in Bel Air. Yeah, you mentioned the 4x4. Reminded me of high school watching the...
I can't hear you, man. I don't know. It sounds like you're talking through a soup can or something like that.
Playing all the hits. The These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Tom Brady's been playing up this underdog card the whole time. Mm-hmm. He put out a video the other day that made me think that he might have something going on. He put out a workout video, and he was working out to Many Men by 50 Cent. And as soon as I saw that, I figured that the Patriots might have a chance. But he likes to play up this fake underdog card, despite the fact that they were the favorite against the Chargers. He likes to play it up. I guess it's what fuels him. I wonder if he could use this for bulletin board material, because about a year ago, Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes was making the runs at Radio Row, which we'll be at in less than 2 weeks. And he was asked, who would you rather build your team around? Would you rather build your team around Tom Brady, or would you rather build your team around Aaron Rodgers? This is what Pat Mahomes had to say.
Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Who are you taking?
If I'm starting my franchise today, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're both great quarterbacks. I think Aaron has a little bit more time left, but I mean, Brady might be playing for another 10 to 15 years, it looks like.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Brady's
going to... Could Tom Brady make something out of that?
Brady's going to say something about or think something about it just because he manufactures that chip on his shoulder. But that's actually a solid opinion there. He's younger, you know, he made it clear. Starting right now, yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Has anyone taken a bigger step back in the last 2 years? And I know not all of it's his fault than Aaron Rodgers. Missed the playoffs the last two seasons. I mean, he's missed the playoffs, got a new coach, had a little bit of drama with the coach. Pat Mahomes emerged onto the scene. Mm-hmm. It just kind of seems like Aaron Rodgers right now, as far as just like a public perception, in that this debate was actually going on. I don't know how many people would still say Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady. And a lot of people were saying it just a short time ago.
And I always go by talent, you know, arm strength, ability, but still, you know, Brady's better. But that's a whole nother boring discussion at this point.
Kyler Murray declared for the NFL draft. That's the biggest story in the NFL. Is he going to play baseball? Is he going to play football? We really don't know, but Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes actually had to make a similar decision. And since we like hearing John Gruden QB camp audio, I decided to go back in time before the 2017 NFL draft. When Mahomes visited with John Gruden, he was asked why Mahomes, who was at one point a sought-after MLB prospect, his dad actually played in the big leagues, why
he's
did
good.
He choose football over baseball? 10-year vet.
Yeah.
Why don't you just play baseball? Why don't you go back and do it?
Growing up around it, I mean, I was always thought I was going to be a professional baseball player. But it's like when I started playing football, I didn't even know what love was because, I mean, I fell in love with football hard.
You're a gunslinger, aren't you?
Yes, sir, for sure. I mean, for the most part, it helps me out. I mean, sometimes it gets me in trouble, but at the same time, I mean, I just have confidence I can make every throw.
I think this is, I mean, I think Kyler Murray loves football. I think he's in the same boat as him. He plays baseball because he's awesome at it, and his dad played baseball, much like Pat Mahomes.
He clearly likes football more.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyler Murray clearly likes football more. Mm-hmm. Like, there's zero doubt about it. Like, if he were 6'2", 6'3", or something like that, I don't think it would even be discussed.
Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Like, I think it's a discussion. Do you think Pat Mahomes' mom gets a little bit jealous of the fact that his dad's on camera the whole time during games?
Because, she is too, isn't she?
Well, that's his stepmom. This is the thing. Like his parents,
that's right. That's
his parents got divorced, and I think his mom actually. He lived with his mom.
Right.
And he would visit his dad. It was
She's got good reason to be.
Yeah. So she's the one.
You know she's at the games.
Yeah. And the only reason I know this is because his mom is recently divorced, and I know her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, her second husband. He's actually the head basketball coach at North Mesquite High School in DFW. A guy named PJ. I think he's remarried since. But I just think it's kind of weird that his mom...
I think she's
basically
him. She should feel snubbed.
And they're showing his
dad. She raised him.
But they're saying, and on the TV, they're saying, there's Pat Mahomes, Mr. and Miss Pat Mahomes. And it's like, no,
like she's the mom.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I know she's the stepmom, but no, I hear you. That I would be.
That'd be a little bit weird too. A little bit strange because his mom seems like she's a very, very good mom. She's also, you know, she was married to a ball player. She's strong as new rope. You
a dime, as the young kids say?
She's probably about a nickel and three pennies.
Okay.
NFL news. Jerry Rice says Antonio Brown wants to be a 49er. Mad Radio discussed whether or not Antonio Brown would fit with the Houston Texans. I say absolutely freaking not. It would be a fun offense to watch, but I just don't think you need to bring that here. But Jerry Rice says he's going to be a 49er, and Jerry Rice always has a lot of interesting things to say.
Jerry, we're doing well. Where exactly are you right now on this Tuesday at 8:17 Central Time?
I'm here in New York.
All right, there you go.
New York City, where'd you stay last night?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, come on. We're not going to tell anybody. I was gonna, tell me it's like a five.
No, it's no way I'm going to disclose that. So, all right.
Is it a fancy hotel?
No. Let's get down to business here, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm just joking, guys.
Jerry, I was actually...
He wasn't joking. He was actually really annoyed with Mad Radio. This was like a year ago. It was a funny moment, but you could tell Jerry Rice was actually not. He didn't want to tell them where he was staying. Why'd they even want to know?
That wasn't a good way to approach it, was it? What were you doing when they were saying that?
I was just sitting there like, okay. Because Jerry Rice is a weird dude.
In the awkward moment.
Did you watch Jerry Rice on Dancing with the Stars?
I did not. I'm sure I saw a little bit. Yeah.
It's a little bit weird. Cedric the Entertainer, one of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time.
Has a good TV show now.
Yeah. I haven't seen the TV show. It looks funny.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's good. You've watched it?
Yeah, a couple times.
I'll check it out. But Cedric the Entertainer was talking about Jerry Rice while he was on Dancing with the Stars, and he broke it down in a way that I think everyone kind of understood. You're kind of rooting for the football player, mm-hmm. but when he gets as into it as he does, you feel a little bit awkward. This is Cedric the Entertainer talking about Jerry Rice on Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, Jerry Rice on there. And I was rooting for Jerry Rice. I dig Jerry Rice. That's my man. But every now and then, he did do some moves that was a little, hey, what was that? You know, and I know it's hard to do it. But... Yeah. Ah. Oh. Damn, Jerry. Come on, dog. You know. I'm with you. You might want to man that up a little bit, though, right there. That is, I was scared to wear his jersey for a minute there. It's hard to catch touchdowns and do the tango, people. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, if you watch Jerry, he put a little bit of extra oomph in it.
Well, Dancing with the Stars is, you know, we all say, could you do it? Would you do it? I would.
Hell no, I couldn't do that.
I would, but the could part is... It's not just going out there and getting jiggy, man.
It's
a lot of practice.
It's like real dancing.
It's a competition.
Yeah, it is.
Hell no.
He said tango, it's tango, it's salsa, it's all these, you know, ballroom, and it's not easy, man.
No, it's difficult as hell.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like one of the hardest things to do. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even. Who would be the best Texan at Dancing with the Stars? Probably Nuke, right?
Probably Nuke.
Nuke seems like he could do about anything he wants to do.
Would be the most unlikely good dancer on the Texans.
JJ would be stiff. JJ would look like Master P out there.
Yeah, he would not do
well. Did you ever see Master... Man, Master P, man.
He'd look like that guy in the commercials that becomes his dad, you know.
Whitney Merciless might be sneaky good.
Can I get some jalapeno peppers for me and the boys?
Oh, yeah.
That's JJ dancing.
Whitney might be good.
I bet you Whitney would be good.
He'd be sneaky good. I bet Kiki could do it if he didn't pull a hammy.
No, he'd be hurt. He'd be writhing in pain on the floor. The girl would have to lift him.
Did you salsa dance before?
I did a little bit. More of a cumbia and a polka guy myself. Race car! I love dance. I like dancing.
No, really you don't. You really do?
I
When's
love
When's the last time you danced?
Dancing. Probably the last
Does
wedding.
Does your wife like dancing?
Yeah. Probably the last wedding I do. I mean, if I could dance more, I would. If there were more opportunities.
Remember
I love
the school
dancing.
Dances when you put the hands on the hips and then...
No. I danced. Like, danced. Call anybody in my family right now. They'll tell you. I get it on.
Your sons dance?
Yeah, my oldest and my middle both like to dance, yeah.
On that note... Rockets host the Brooklyn Nets tonight. James Harden, 17 straight 30-point games. Rockets currently in possession of the 4 seed in the Western Conference. But... Eric Gordon out with an injury. Chris Paul out with an injury. Clint Capella now out 4 to 6 weeks. So James Harden, the front runner for MVP right now, he's going to have to do even more than he's been doing. And it's going to be interesting to see J-Lo, because anyone who watches James Harden can see just how much he helps Clint Capela and how much Clint Capela helps him. They do that high screen and roll. Capela dives to the bucket. A lot of times all he has to do is put it up there and Capela will yam it home. Capela was having a career year before he got hurt. So it's going to be interesting to see just how they make up for that. I don't see anyone on the roster that can really give you those easy buckets that Capela was giving. So of all the potential losses, I think this is probably the one that's going to impact Harden's play the most, losing Clint Capela.
You know, yesterday I thought Sean Pendergast brought up an interesting point about how he just wants to revel in James Harden's greatness. He's in no big hurry to get these injured guys back. And it sounds very selfish as a fan to do that because you know you're destroying the prospects in the postseason. But if you're going to say, all right, I know they're not winning anything this year, let's just watch greatness.
Okay.
Well, then, okay, I'll grant you that. But if you think that this team is going to have a chance or you want this team to have a chance to make some noise in the postseason, you want those guys back ASAP. I thought they made a mistake not getting that contract to Daniel House, and they brought in James Nunnally, decent shooter, just bounced around, had a cup of coffee for several different teams. They're just putting it all on James Harden right now. It's just basically a highlight show.
And I don't know how much gas he's going to have That's left my point. In the tank at the end of the season.
I enjoy watching him, but I want him to get back because this is not a recipe for success.
He's having to do what LeBron had to do for all those years. Like this is basically LeBron having to carry all those teams. The wear and tear didn't catch up with LeBron. Who knows if it catches up with James Harden? But he's the MVP this year. I don't know how he loses it. It's almost a runaway. 17 straight 30-point games.
Yeah.
That's asinine. That's absolutely ridiculous. And James Harden, encore performance better than last year. And Chris Paul has the best seat in the house in watching it all. While he
it looks like he's going to be there for a while.
$40 million. Yeah, his suit game is pretty strong. I'll give him that. I don't know about his durability game, but his suit game is pretty strong. Coming up next, reasons for optimism for your Houston Texans heading into 2019. David Anderson says the optimism should be among the highest in the league. Do we agree? We'll get in that next on the back end of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.